Welcome back, everyone, to Explore the Megillah. I want to share with you today a fascinating lesson that we can learn from the Megillah that actually has nothing to do with Purim, but it has to do with every day of our life. So we're going to go to Perek Dalet, chapter 4, Pasuk Aleph, verse 1. And this is after Mordechai had, had made the decree with Achashverosh, that signed and sealed and sent out letters about this decree that comes the 13th day of Adar, all the Jewish people are going to be annihilated. And the pasuk says, Mordechai yada es kol asher nase. Mordechai knew everything that happened. Vayikra Mordechai is begodov. Mordechai tore his clothing. Vayubash sak ve'efri. He put on sackcloth. Vayotz vayetze b'soy chayiri. He went out inside of the city. Vayizak zakog doyla umora. He cried out a big and bitter cry. So the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah says a fascinating thing, and I'll read a few and translate it. He says, Zayko achas hizik Yaakov le'esof. One cry, Yaakov caused Esav to cry. The Chassiv, as it says, Kishmoya Esav is divrei avi vayizak zaka. When Esav heard the words of his father, he cried out. What's this talking about? This is talking about when Yaakov stole, so to speak, the blessings from Esav. Yitzchak wanted to bless his son Esav. Rivka heard about it and got Yaakov to dress up as Esav and to steal the brachas. So when Esav comes in afterwards and he hears that Yaakov had already taken the blessings, he cried, Vayizak Zaka. So Yaakov inadvertently caused Esav to cry. So says the Medrash, Ve'eichon Nifraloi, when was Yaakov paid back for that he caused Esav to cry? Says the Medrash, B'Shushan HaBira, in Shushan the capital. Shenemar, as it says, Vayizak Zaka G'doyla Umara, that Mordechai cried out a big and bitter cry. Meaning, Haman, as we know, descends from Amalek, who's a descendant from Esav. Mordechai is a Jew, he's a descendant from Yaakov. See here, Haman's decree causes the descendant of Yaakov, Mordechai, to cry. So this is a fascinating Medrash. And the Mefarshim point out a very interesting thing. Who are we talking about over here? Esav. Esav wasn't such a good guy, number one. Number two, Mordechai, Yaakov did not intend that Esav should cry. That wasn't his intention. His intention was to go and take the brachas, which rightfully belonged to him, for various reasons. Now's not the time to get involved in the whole story of stealing the brachas. But obviously Yaakov did the right thing by going to get the brachas. And yet, he, so to speak, punished for causing Esav to cry, that many years later, his descendant, Mordechai, cries as a result of a descendant in Esav. And Mefarshim point out the tremendous lesson that we can learn from this. The lesson is how careful we have to be with someone else's feelings. That if Yaakov, who caused Esav to cry inadvertently, and Esav wasn't a good guy, and he was punished for that, how much more so we should be very careful how we treat other people, to make sure that we don't cause pain, we don't cause crying, we don't cause anguish to anyone else. This episode teaches us how careful we have to be with other people's feelings. Have a wonderful day.